Hi everyone, this is Priscilla Jones, a veteran at Veterans Talk. I know that I haven't been featuring any new episodes since my last one during the height of our COVID-19 crisis, but I'm back and raring to go. There are lots of stories that happened to our veterans over the year, and I will do my best to lay them out for you in upcoming episodes. Today, I'm going to get you all up to speed on my health, road to recovery, and something new I learned or found out about my health from the VA doctors. For those of you tuning in or just getting to know me, let me give you a quick recap of my VA status. I served in the Army from 1987 to 1996, got injured while I was in there and messed up my foot falling off a telephone pole at the height of 20 feet. That's my job. My job was a 31 Lima wire system installer. Now, after years of fighting with the VA system after I come out and filing appeal after appeals, you know how it goes, adding conditions on, I'm now 100% permanently and totally disabled due to unemployability. Yes, with a 90% combined rating. So I've been PNT for 17 years now, and like you or your veteran loved one, make appointments through the local VA medical center for care. Okay. So now that we're reconnected, we can proceed on with my next topic. Excuse me. During the COVID-19 crisis, and I'm referring to the early days of the pandemic last year, I became seriously ill in the latter part of February, as you know. And after using conventional methods to care for my cold unsuccessfully, I had succumbed to a full-blown pneumonic episode that had really took me down. I was coughing constantly daily, having shortness of breath. My muscles in my arms and legs mysteriously atrophied, so I couldn't walk or stand without assistance. I had no appetite for food, and I was losing weight at an alarming rate. My family was against me going to the hospital for care. From their perspective, they did not want to see me be exposed to the COVID-19 virus at hospitals. You or perhaps someone you know or knew had went to hospitals showing signs of COVID-19 symptoms only to end up on a ventilator for weeks or months at a time or sadly passed away. And this was what people worldwide was getting on the news. So in their defense, I wouldn't blame them. No one wanted to see me in that type of state, and they did above and beyond to nurse me back to life. They've got me a new bed with everything for comfort. They painted my walls over and more. I can't tell you all the things they've done, but I will say that it was top-of-the-line treatment that aided in my step to rehabilitation. Even as I had called my VA doctor after being so short of breath one time and constantly coughing up phlegm, they were the ones who told me I had the COVID-19 and to immediately come to the hospital now. Capital letters, now. Go to the emergency room and get care. I tell my family because my doctor got me so scared for my life, and they still didn't want me going anywhere near the hospitals. With all that, it took me 3 months to recover slightly. Then when I did go to the hospital for my ongoing breathing problems, I was in total shock and disbelief of what I saw. Okay, so in November 2020, I finally made an appointment for radiology to take a CT scan of my chest. A few days later, the pulmonary doctor calls me in to come in. I opted to use the video visit connect, the VVC. And at the time of the appointment, she was baffled as to what she saw. The pulmonary doctor said I had had a really bad pneumonia and did her best to explain the damage to my right lung. She showed me the CT scan slide that showed the tip of my right lung had separated from the lower portion of the lung at the bottom, and the separated part was encased in an air bubble and the partial lung inside the air bubble is obliterated. It cannot be repaired. It cannot be sewn or hitched together through surgery or repaired. So I'm looking at a lung resection surgery. And to top it all off, I live in the suburbs and get my care in the local VA. Only after speaking to the thoracic surgeon in Long Island, the suburbs where I live, who said that I needed the surgery. This is my thoracic surgeon, okay? He said he can't do any of the surgery because the Northport VA Medical Center is not equipped to handle inpatient veterans. Okay, he recommended me to the VA Medical Center in Manhattan, New York, the city. Now, I used to go there years ago when I worked in the city, but I don't go there anymore. And as soon as 10 minutes later, after hanging up with the thoracic surgeon doctor in the Northport VA Medical Center, where I live out in the suburbs, then the thoracic staff at VA Medical Center in Manhattan called me to schedule an appointment. Now I'm keeping my family up to speed, and as we were all preparing for hospitalization in the suburbs, now it's changed to the city, where I'll be 45.9 miles from any type of visits, if allowed. Plus, I'll be in surgical recovery for at least 7 days if I don't end up having a fever. So the full recovery of a lung surgery is 3 months. So if I make the schedule for April 2021, then I'm looking at July 2021 as the third month of recovery for my lung surgery. Gosh, just thinking about the recovery part is not something so ecstatic to be in. It's more painful than the actual surgery, which is 2 to 3 hours long, performed by 2 doctors. Now, I don't know if it's robotic surgery or not, but I will ask them coming my next appointment to talk to them, and I will let you know. So I have one nurse practitioner who is relentless on me giving her a specific date. And as I clearly delay till after the Easter weekend, she doesn't understand that having surgery miles away from family can impact a decision. All they're looking at really is that the consult is from any VA doctor, okay? Radiology is only good for 30 days. That's why you'll find that your referrals from your primary doctor, like a certain specialty clinic or lab or radiological testing, they always strive to, or I like to say push you to get your appointment ASAP. They'll work with your scheduling and their availability, but try going to get your appointment outside the 30 days. You'll be met with unkindness and a turn of temperament as they explain to you you would need to get another consult to be placed by your doctor if you're going beyond their 30-day control system. Okay? Oh, yes. Let me backtrack a bit. I only found out about needing the surgery in February 2021. I had the VVC, the video visit, with one of the doctors who was doing the surgery. And during the appointment, he said, it's just a cleanup job, no hurry. So I'm not hurrying, okay? Just putting my affairs in order, just in case, you know? I have to stay longer than 30 days. I mean, 7 days. Jeez, I don't want to stay in the hospital 30 days. That's kind of ridiculous. So on a side note, I cannot stress enough the importance, veterans and non-veterans, to get copies of your doctor's appointment, radiology reports, blood works, and anything else you can think of for these reasons. One, you'll have it as your personal records. You may need it too. Well, you may need it when you file for compensation, pension benefits from the VA and or disability programs like Social Security or SSI benefits. 3, also a good reason to get your records is to read the progress notes of these doctors on what they say about you behind your back. often considered as omitted during your visit. You'd be surprised what they put in that has nothing to do with your situation. Usually the VA doctors don't know that you get those records, because simply put, the majority of us veterans go home after a long day at the hospital and all we care about is beating traffic and heading home. Okay? For some of us, it's a journey to get to appointments. For others, it's a quick trip. So keep in mind to get your records from release of information. The form is easy to fill out and you don't have to wait if you don't want to. In the era of COVID-19, some VA med centers release information offices doors are closed and provide the form to be filled out and placed in a slot. I always encourage getting your records from the VA, as vital as getting your discharge papers. For me, this is an absolute habit, and I'm glad someone told me the same thing I'm telling you. That's how I was able to compare CT scans from 2014 to the one taken in 2020, November, to read the changes and the change and to see the changes in alert status. Whew, excuse me. I had to take a little breath. You know, I got that little problem, you know. Excuse me. Okay, so in my opinion, if the pulmonologist at that time of 2014 took this potential lung disaster seriously and monitored and followed up with clinical appointments throughout the years, we would not be facing this issue. I also obtained a CT scan of November 2020 and fished through nearly 962 slides. Yes, 962 slides separated in 8 folders. To find the files the lady pulmonologist showed me during our VVC appointment. This is the importance of getting your records. Now I know what they're not really telling me. I'm smart enough to know having bad pneumonia, quote unquote, and I'm using air quotes, is not a diagnosis that would warrant the need for surgery. Okay? From what my pulmonary doctor told me, she said, a team of 15 doctors were looking over my scans and they've never seen anything like it. And believe me, I've looked and searched the internet and nobody's scan is like mine, which does make it unusual. Pretty much. Most scans I have seen were dark spots within the lung, and the dark spots were around the circumference of the lung. Some were very challenging as for surgery options, but compared to mine, the tip, I'd say about a quarter of the tip of the right lung is so perfectly separated. It's a mystery by itself. I'm serious. And to have the disease part separated, the disease separated portion of the lung entrapped in an air bubble protecting the other vital organs, like around my heart and the rest of the lung thereby, is a feat of a miracle. Might as well go all out and say that it is a miracle, okay? That is my faith to believe that. And because I have access to my records, I saw what the doctors actually called my condition. Necrotizing bacterial pneumonia. You can look it up on the internet if you like. If it wasn't a miracle to have the necrotized piece of lung entrapped in an air bubble, I'll have to cut off my right arm. But all it took was a copy of my records to see what was written in my progress notes. So once again, in repetition, vets, get your records. I might start a campaign called Vets Get Your Recs to get us into awareness of how vital your information is to you. And possibly file for disability benefits. Do you know that sometimes when your initial claim for VA disability gets rejected, it's not only the C&P doctor's evaluation, but what your previous doctor or specialty doctor has written about you. Yes, I personally have had it done to me, and I had to file an appeal, get new appointments just to show that my condition or conditions warrants another consideration. And many others who are attentive to the process can tell you the very same thing. Well, That's all she wrote, and it's been enjoyable just being able to talk and share these events with you. Thank you for listening and waiting for this new, fresh episode. I appreciate every one of you who listened to my previous podcast episodes and kept the station alive during my time of illness. I've got more stories, VA announcements, veteran stories, and my opinion of them, so keep looking for your notification alerts. This is Priscilla Jones, a veteran looking out for us all.